I have worked with many mums who've come to see me because they are desperate to do more of the things that bring them joy, but they are blocked by one thing or another that stops them from doing this. And it really brings me such joy to see these women work through these blockages and get to a point where they really can go out and do something that makes them feel good, whether it be exercising or reading a book or playing with their children or really doing a piece of work really, really well. They get to a point where they find that they can do this without feeling guilty, without feeling whatever it is that's in the way that's causing this blockage that's not allowing them to go out and do that. So today I wanted to talk about three ways to find your way back to the things that bring you joy if you are struggling to do those things, if you are struggling to go out for some reason or another and you just can't quite get back there. Are you overwhelmed by the juggle of trying to fit it all in? Do you long to be more present, but you just find yourself reacting to life rather than being in control of it? Are you desperate for some me time in amongst the chaos? I'm Charlotte, a personal trainer, coach, mum, and wife who works because I love my job. I was living the absolutely chaotic life of working full-time, managing the emotional and mental load, trying to meet everyone's needs while completely forgetting about my own. And I finally realized that if I was going to enjoy my work and this journey of motherhood, I needed to set boundaries and make choices that would make me feel more in control, would make me feel healthier and happier so that I could work and mother the way that I wanted to. If you want to create a way of being that allows you to get your work done and be the mum you want to while earning an income and finding joy in your work, I'm so glad you're here. So put away that laptop, tie up your mum bun and lock the bathroom door. We're learning how to juggle. I know how exhausting it can be to show up day after day for everyone around you. It sometimes feels impossible to bite your tongue and keep your patience any longer when all you want is for a moment to yourself. You don't know why, but you can't seem to hold it together, even though you woke up this morning absolutely determined that today was the day you were going to be better and do better. I've been there. I felt the frustration and the struggle to keep it all together, tackling the to-do list and never feeling like I was making any progress. That's why I am so excited to be offering the Take Back Your Time workshop that is coming up on the 23rd of April. This is a free workshop where I am going to be teaching you why we feel overwhelmed, why we feel anxious, how that impacts how we are productive, how we perform, and how that actually impacts how much time or how little time we have. And then giving you some tools and techniques as to how you can take your time back, how you can create more time, how you can also prioritize some time for you. Come and join me. I'm so excited about this workshop. It's going to be a fun hour of sharing, of learning. You can sign up at bit.ly/takebacktimeworkshop. There are prizes for those who come on the day. There are prizes for those who invite friends. There is lots to learn. So come and join us. If you can't join us, sign up anyway because there will be a replay. And I'm so looking forward to just sharing more of my knowledge and my experience and hopefully helping you out a little bit more in taking back your time. In the meantime, let's get on with talking about how we might find more joy in doing the things that bring us joy and energize us. I know that I am not doing the things that bring me joy when I start to feel lethargic and I start to be a bit more snappy and impatient with my children or with my husband or with those around me. Sometimes it takes me a bit of time to notice that this is happening. But when I do notice it, I now know that it is time to stop. It's time to look around and see what's going on for me. And Often it is because I have not been doing the things that bring me energy, that fill me with enthusiasm to get on with the day and to be patient and to be responsive to those who need me when it's needed. And it's time then to go back to doing the things that bring me joy, that fill my cup, that allow me to be in that space where I can be the mum and the coach and the person that I want to be. So I have observed that there are three reasons that we end up not doing the things that bring us joy. And these are the things I wanted to talk about today so that we can use those three reasons to get back or get past those three reasons so that we can get back to doing those things. The first reason I've noticed is that we've forgotten what these things are. I think it's a really common issue for working mums that we get to a point that we can't remember what it was that we did before we had children or the responsibilities that we have now. What it was it that we did that we loved doing? We're so wrapped up in day-to-day life with children and work and housework and cooking and thinking about my day, remembering what animal my child was supposed to dress up for or what books were supposed to be covered or what our manager needed us to attend to today or that there's no milk left in the fridge or all these this mental load that we carry. Often I stop and I think, what did I do with my time before I had children and a house to run? And in those moments, I often think I must have just watched an awful lot of TV. But I know that there were things that I did that made me feel energetic and alive. And they are the things that I try to do enough of today in this new season of my life to make sure that I have the energy to do all of those other things that need doing, that I have to do. There are ways of figuring this out that I use with my clients to get past the blockages. We go through various exercises that help us to get back to that point where we feel the fizz. I talk about this in episode 7. How do we feel the fizz and the enthusiasm to get on with the day, to have fun in our lives? You can go back and listen to episode 7. And while you do that, also have fun spending time remembering what brought you joy, really feeling the experience, what it felt like in your body to do the things that you loved. Dig around in the recesses in the back of your mind and of your body's physiological response to different experiences to see if you can find those things, remember those things that bring you joy. If you're struggling with this, again, I would love to, I would be thrilled, happy to help you bring these to the fore so that you can really get out there. You can get back on the wagon again of doing those things that just make you so happy. The second reason that we don't do the things that bring us joy is that we think that we shouldn't be doing these things or that we can't do these things in this stage of our lives. I wonder if perhaps this should actually have been point number one, because I think that part of the reason that we don't remember what brought us joy is that we don't think we should or could be doing these things in this season. There's this little voice, or maybe it's a very loud voice for you, that says, those were things of the past. You're now responsible. You have others dependent on you. That stuff, those things is for those who were free and young, those who were wild, or maybe those who just weren't at the stage where they needed to be as responsible as we need to now be. So yes, okay, maybe you are in a stage where you can't spend hours away from home on a Saturday morning doing something crazy or maybe doing something not so crazy. You can't go for a 5-hour mountain bike ride or just leave your children to look after themselves while you and your husband go to a coffee shop or whatever the thing is that you used to do that you're thinking about that brings you joy. But you can start to look at how can I build these things into the space that I'm now in? How can I start to bring those things that I think I shouldn't be doing into this season in a different way. There's so much talk about self-care in the world at the moment and how we can't pour from an empty cup. And there is merit to this, but I think it's not just because these things make us feel nice and feel good and feel happy. There is merit in that, because what that does for us is that when we are full, when we have built up the feel good feelings, they actually build our resilience. They build our energy. They create the energy needed in our inner battery to be able to be more of the people that we perhaps think we should be, to be more patient, to be more tolerable of the things that might trigger us, to be able to buy the animal suit that the child needs to wear, or pop out and get the milk, or cover the books, or finish that task at work really well. If we aren't doing the things that fill our inner battery, if our resilience is low, if we're depleted of energy, then these things that when our battery is full feel quite simple, feel quite easy, these things become so overwhelming that we don't do them properly. We end up snapping at those around us. This ends up creating more chaos because they are then unhappy. This leads to more misery. This leads to more overwhelm for us and more kind of discomfort for those around us. So when it comes to doing the things that bring us joy, yes, in a way it is self-care. But if we look at doing these things as just as important as eating a meal, as filling our bodies, as fueling up our bodies in order to fuel our capacity to function, maybe we can start looking at these things as, instead of, oh, I've got to do self-care, these are actually things that we have to do instead of things that we shouldn't do. Changing that narrative around these things that bring us joy to things that we have to do instead of the things that we shouldn't do in this season. So this brings me on to then point number three, where I think there is a blockage to being able to ask to do the things that bring us joy. And this third way back to our joy-filled activities, I think, grows out of that step too, because often we have a blockage in asking for support and able to be to do these things because we think that we shouldn't be doing them. I can't ask my husband if I can go for a run because he already does so much, or he'll be angry with me. I can't ask my boss if I can go out during my lunch break because they will think I'm slacking. Whatever the story is that we have in our heads about what we should or shouldn't be doing then feeds into this inability to ask for the time and the space to do the things that bring us joy. So I wonder if, when we understand that doing the things that meet our need, whatever that may be, actually refuels us, it actually causes us to be more able to do the things that we need to do or should be doing. It makes us more resilient to the things that are thrown at us on a day-to-day basis. If we realize that and we understand that, we can start to realize that we can actually perform better when we have done these things. This is perhaps a greater or a different way to take our requests to those we might need that support from. I can go to my husband and I can say, I really need to go for a run on Saturday morning if I'm going to be able to manage the weekend of activities that we have going on. And it works both ways. My husband now knows that he can come to me and he can say, I really need to go fishing for the weekend if I'm going to manage the week of work I have next week. And so we've learned to be able to ask each other for the space and the time to do the things that bring us joy, that fuel us, that give us the capacity to function. when it comes to kind of asking our children or telling our children this is what we're doing, especially when they're little, it can be hard to explain that when we want to do something for us, they won't have us. And yet, I really believe that when we walk away from their screaming, mommy, mommy, or from their sad faces, or from the chaos that we might leave behind when we go to do these things, we can know that when we come back, we will be better mothers, we will be better managers, we will be better wives, we'll be better people in general. And so the cost of having to walk away from the chaos to go and do the things that bring us joy is so worth the benefit that we get from it. So it's at this point, I think, that the things that bring us joy can actually become a non-negotiable in our day or in our week. In order to get on top of the to-do list that's causing us anxiety, causing us overwhelm, causing us to be flustered and frenetic and impatient, we actually need the buffer of energy that comes from doing those things that build us up, that make us stronger, that allow us to be calmer, allow us to be more at ease. So yes, getting back to the things that bring us joy can be a process. First of all, we need to remember what they are. What is it that I have done in my life that brings me joy? What are the activities that I need to energize me, to refuel me? And then we need to work out, why are we not doing them? What's happening that's causing a blockage between us and the things that bring us joy? Knowing that these things, these activities, are actually vital to our functioning, they are the fuel that keeps us going. We know that we need to eat to fuel up 3 times a day or 2x a day. We can perhaps feel a bit more confident in knowing that we need to fuel up 2x a week or 1x a week or every day. And so we can go out and ask for those times, those spaces to be able to do that. And then take the time, go and do those things that you know will allow you to be resilient, to have the capacity to do all the other things that need doing. So have fun this week, slowly finding your way or beginning the process in finding your way back to doing the things that bring you joy. And if you do have success with this, please, please, please come and share it with us. We have a free community where we love to encourage, we love to support, we love to share. You might be able to come in there and encourage others with your process that you're on. So come and join us in that community. You can find us at bit.ly/managingmumcommunity. And we would love to welcome you there. bit.ly/managingmumcommunity. Drop in, come and join us. Let us know how you're getting on. And I will look forward to seeing you all next week. I so hope that this episode has given you something to think about or something to help support you in this journey of working motherhood. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share it with another mum who may need some help in managing it all? I would also be thrilled if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave a written review there. This way, I know that what I'm offering is making a difference, and this is what I long to do. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here on Tuesday.